WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Daisy Zamora, one of Nicaragua's best-known poets, first became known to the people of her country as the voice of Radio Sandino. She was the director and announcer of the clandestine radio station that broadcast news of the guerrillas during the Sandinista Revolution that overthrew the Somoza dictatorship in 1979. After the revolution, she served as vice minister of culture in Nicaragua. On a recent visit to the U.S., she stopped in our studio and read an excerpt of her poem Radio Sandino, published in her latest collection of poems, Clean Slate. Zamora was born in 1950, and she grew up in a wealthy family of liberals.
I was involved in, I will say, in politics since I remember, because my family was very involved in politics. All the time they were talking about political problems. My father had been involved in some revolts against Somoza. As soon as I went to the university and I started having a very active political life, the decision to become a Sandinista came as a logic process of springing from a dynamics that had started since maybe my childhood, you know.
One of the things that you did with the Sandinistas was that you were an announcer on and the program director of Radio Sandino, which was the underground radio station that was the voice of the Sandinista revolution. What kinds of things did it broadcast through the day?
Well, the Radio Sandino was the only means we had to tell the people how the war was advancing, how we were winning territories in Nicaragua, liberating cities, and you know, was the only way for people to know what were the results of the struggle, especially during the last months of the insurrectional process. So Radio Sandino had news about from the different war fronts. We also transmitted revolutionary songs, and we will make interviews to, especially to all the people that was leaving Somoza. So I could say this was like, you know, like everything that was in the radio.
So how did you protect yourselves against getting discovered by the Somoza regime? Where did you operate from? Did you move around a lot?
Yes, we did move around a lot, and we have about two or three different places where we will be recording the different programs. And then we went to another place where we had the transmissor, and we will take the whole program of the day, and it was recorded, and we will release it from some other place. I mean, it was a very complicated system we had to protect ourselves.
Now, you have a poem called Radio Sandino that's about, well, the poem kind of alternates back and forth between the voice of the announcer giving the news and you thinking about your family back at home listening to your voice on the radio as you made the announcements. Tell us a little bit more about this poem, and then I'll ask you to read an excerpt.
Usually I was the one that announced the broadcasting, and I was my voice was the one that was impelling people, you know, to go on the struggle. We had a lot of like slogans for the people. And as my voice was the one that people was listening, they recognized it right away after the triumph of the revolution. When I went to public speeches and I start talking, usually people will come and tell me, "Were you the voice of Radio Sandino?" Because everybody heard the radio, listened to the radio, and we kept moving in the dial. Because Somoza's system will be coming into the dial, you know, to prevent us from transmitting. So we had
jamming your signal.
Yes, right, right.
So let me ask you to read an excerpt of this poem, Radio Sandino. You're going to read the announcements that you gave on the radio in Spanish and then read your reflections in English. The whole poem was originally written in Spanish, but it's been translated by two other people into English.
Yes, I want to explain that this is a very experimental poem that was written to be read at a radio broadcast. So you have to think that this broadcast was done in times of war.
Esta es Radio Sandino, voz de la liberación de Nicaragua, voz oficial del Frente Sandinista que transmite en la onda corta, banda internacional de los 41 metros, desde algún lugar de Nicaragua hasta las 11 de la noche de toda Nicaragua.
My great aunt must be glued to her radio. My mother and brothers in Honduras glued to our voices. This voice that comes in clandestinely every night, broadcasting till dawn, reaching perhaps as far as a building in Mexico City to those who wait in exile, the dial's amber light glancing off expectant worried faces. One more voice in the family group attentive to this voice. This hope that filters through cracks in windows, indoors, crosses streets, bridges, rushing water. This voice unleashing torrential rains to the last report, the last voices, until the rainstorm ends and only the humidity remains, the patter of drops until dawn.
So now what did your family think when they heard you as the voice of Radio Sandino? You must have asked them after the war.
For a while, I couldn't tell them that I was in Radio Sandino, you see, because we were underground. But they would recognize me by the radio. And my mother said that she knew, even if for some time she didn't know I was the voice, she recognized that it was me. And for a long time in Nicaragua, people was always telling me, you know, in the streets, every time I talk to an audience, that I was the voice. So I think this was, the sound of my voice was deeply inside the Nicaraguan people during the last months of the struggle.
Was your mother proud that you were the voice of Radio Sandino, or upset?
Yes. No, I think she was proud, yes. She even was collaborating with the revolution.
Do people come up to you anymore and say, you were the voice of Radio Sandino?
Well, you know, this was 15 years ago. The revolution took place a long time ago. So I don't think that people must remember, but Radio Sandino now is another radio station like any other, so they don't come anymore to tell me that. But every time I read the poem in Nicaragua, people will remember right away.
Daisy Zamora's latest collection of poems, Clean Slate, is published by Curbstone Press. This is Fresh Air.